For a few months this year, many health experts dared to hope that the pandemic might be approaching an end. That all came crashing down with the surge of the Delta variant that brought more infections around the country. Now health experts say it's time for a reality check. The coronavirus is probably never going away. WBUR's Angus Chen reports on what a perpetual pandemic means for the future and why it might not be as scary as you think.
It felt like the golden weeks of 2021. Summer was starting, parties, air travel, and indoor dining were all on the table. People took off their masks and danced in nightclubs. Full vaccination meant life could more or less start going back to normal. And health experts like Boston University's Dr. Benjamin Linus believed the end of the pandemic was in sight.
I had adjusted completely to thinking, yay, we have a vaccine. If you're vaccinated, basically you're good to go.
That lasted as long as a mayfly. The Delta variant fueled surges around the country. Plus, data showed the strain can infect and spread from fully vaccinated people. All of this shipwrecked the dream of eliminating the coronavirus, or at least getting to herd immunity. Linus says if one thing feels certain now, it's that the coronavirus isn't going away for good.
I don't think we're going to eradicate or even eliminate SARS-CoV-2. There's very few viruses we've ever done that. Smallpox. We eradicated smallpox.
But that achievement was exceptional. Most viruses stick around. So now what? Well, Linus says it's time to start considering a mental shift in how we think about the coronavirus. The focus now should be limiting its ability to wreak havoc on our health and our daily lives. The virus may not go away, but the vaccines help more people survive it. And they may eventually lead us to a future where we don't have to worry about the coronavirus.
You know, if you think down the road, and I don't know how long from now it is, you know, what I envision happening is every adult has some immunity to COVID.
That's Dr. Shiro Doron, a hospital epidemiologist at Tufts University.
People will get mostly mild COVID and won't think about it too much.
This is Doron's most optimistic vision of the future for the coronavirus. Eventually, she hopes everyone will either be vaccinated or have survived COVID, making a full recovery nearly assured from most infections. But she worries that future is actually really far away, and we'll see more surges, hospitalizations, and death for a long time.
I worry that there is, in fact, more of that ahead of us, and that we don't know. No one has any idea how to predict, you know, what the future looks like in terms of waves of illness. So we just don't know.
Plus, there are other factors to consider, like what's the likelihood of getting long COVID for vaccinated people? Or how long will the vaccines protect against severe illness, either with or without the booster shots expected later this month? We don't have the answers to these questions yet. That's why infectious disease physician Dr. Sabrina Sumu says it's still important to wear masks in indoor public settings and schools.
We have to be humble. This virus has continued to surprise us at every corner, and we're learning.
Asumu is an infectious disease physician at Boston Medical Center. Her number one priority is to keep vaccinating people, because the data show that even with some breakthrough infections, vaccinated people are as much as 15 times less likely to die of COVID.
If you look right now at what we're seeing in hospitals, the overwhelming majority of people who are getting hospitalized and dying right now from COVID are patients who are not vaccinated.
Eventually, Asumu says those hospitalizations will drop if we vaccinate enough people, and we don't encounter any new, more dangerous variants. Then we might very well be on our way to seeing the coronavirus fade into the background and become just another virus. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Angus Chen.